Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jesse and Virginia's on the line and need some help cleaning some bricks. Tell us what you're working on.
My wife and I are working on renovating a 150-year-old house, and we have recently learned what the true definition of a money pit is. But one of the things that we really want to work on is the exterior brick. We would like to clean it up. Some of the spaces have some moss on the northern side of it. And just in general, you know, it has 150 years worth of crud on it. We know that, you know, pressure washing is out of the option just because of the damage that it would do to the brick. And I wanted to get your all's advice. Is there a better way to clean up the brick?
There's a very gentle cleaner called Wet and Forget that was invented by a couple of New Zealand guys, chemists, and they figured out a way to invent a product that activates with oxygen and with the sun and kills that algae, kills moss, kills mildew, and brightens up those surfaces. It's used a lot in Florida and places like that. It's used in areas where plant life
they used it on Sydney Opera House.
Right, in the Sydney Opera House, they use it in places like that. So I would look into Wet and Forget, and I think that's their website, wetandforget.com. It's really easy to apply, basically to spray it on and walk away. Now, it's not going to blast the bricks clean, but it works over time. So over the days and weeks ahead, you will notice that the algae starts to die and the brick starts to brighten up.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Jesse. Good luck with that project. Sounds like a fun house.